Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy front line. Emacs in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street.
Coming from album number 5 from Sheriff Kilroy, the long-awaited detox. Welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 11, Verse 4 already. That M period, A period, N period, music, activism, news, that's what that abbreviation acronym means. For those listening to 3342 Music on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call 646-478-0944. Sending in any music or anything like that, a commercial, send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. 3 quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number 1, you get info on this show. I have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number 2, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number 3, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, you'll go back on hold. But if you change your mind, call back or press 1. Now, I need to let people know that Common Sense Radio airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. YouTube pages of Joseph Motley Jr. and Joseph P. Motley Jr., Twitter page of Alfred Porter JR1, that's Alfred Porter Jr. numeral 1. Hip Hop Workshop numeral 2, that's Hip Hop Workshop 2. Man in the Street 13, that's Man in the Street 13. Now, Instagram, JR Alfred Porter. Facebook, Joseph Motley JR period. Facebook, Kent and Angelica. Facebook, HHWorkshopRecords.com. Facebook, I'm a Superwoman Radio. www.3342music.com. OPN Radio, Monday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WeUpRadio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy, the webpage of BlackOnBlackCleveland.com. Also, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio, Tuesdays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on VoiceItRadio.com with our special guest, Judge Cornelius J. O. Sullivan, Court of Appeals. Also, you can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., Facebook Alfred Porter JR. Period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat, YouTube page of Miss Commentary Cleveland, Man in the Street 13. Once once again, that is one of the Twitter pages. And for employment opportunities, www.templabor.org, thelogtv.com, and the YouTube channel of Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland. YouTube channel, Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland. Hey, Vivian L. Sharp show tomorrow with the guest on his birthday, his 54th birthday, will be Cyrus D. Adams of the Log TV Network. Before I go to my phone lines, the 216-534, let me at least give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday, as it appears, and then I'll go through to the phone lines. A lot of things that are going on recently, so we need to at least be expedient as best as possible. Make sure everybody, when I come to the phone lines, they have their mind cleared and ready to go. With that being said, top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Debuting at number 10, Mr. Solo. Number 9, Miss Goods. Number 8, King Eric Magnus, the co-op. Number 7, Riso and Ongo, Letter to Lili and Rich. About 1,000 views on that, still climbing. Number 6, moving up, Skinny LB. Number 5, The Actual Tannis versus Cleveland's Illuminati rappers. Also, he's got the song You Are Not Black King, the regular version, and the Chopped and Screwed remix with DJ Baby Boy, who also is the sound engineer from the Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show on Tuesdays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com. Number 4, YouTube, Joseph Motley Jr., That's Too Much Information, Past Years Ago, and more new singles. Number 3, debuting, you can go to Facebook, Art McCoy, BMA Bus and Car Caravan, Sustained Protest, Going to the Source, Part 4. Now, what does that mean? Sounds like it means there is a plan of action going on. Here is the plan of action that is happening. When you at least hear about what's happening, I want to at least let people know that, again, on Facebook, it is Art McCoy, BMA Bus and Car Caravan, Sustained Protests, Going to the Source, Part 4. Tomorrow, duration is 2 hours and 30 minutes. 2 p.m. For those people who want a show from 2 to 3, really maybe 1:45 to 3, you can come down to Kipling. I do have the $20 ticket for the All Walks of Life concert, 8 p.m. to midnight on March 11, 2022, at the Mediterranean Party Center, 25021 Rockside Road, Bedford Heights, Ohio, 44146, Black House Sound. It's dinner, performances, awards, including one to Councilman Ernest L. Smith of East Cleveland. That is all going on that date. Tomorrow, I have those tickets. I will also be giving away free copies of the Detox album and Father's Lives Matter from Sheriff Kilroy, albums 5 and 6, before we release number 7. Now, the reason being is we will gather tomorrow, 3 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time. I'll be there at 2. But 15415 Kipling Avenue, 44110 Cleveland, Ohio. Black on Black Crime, Inc. headquarters, to leave out between 3:30 p.m. sharp to deal with the unfair county jail bidding contract, but also shafted black workers on jobs. And we will all converge. We'll leave at 3:30. Bus caravan, get on the bus because parking is hard downtown. You can get on the BMA bus as it heads to East 9th Street, Prospect, at the county building, as the black contractors will make their demands inside at the Cuyahoga County building meeting and show you what sustained mass protests and boycotts mean when it comes to unfair living wages and unfair bidding process. Practices are dealt with. Again, come fellowship from 3 to 3:30 before the car caravan. And in the past, we know that women are our leaders as well, and we encourage women to come and be a part of this event. Black Man Army usually has at least one big field trip per year. Unfortunately, this is the first big bus trip of this year. We'll have giveaways for the first 25 people. Snacks and coffee will be served by Man in the Streets starting at 2 p.m. Catch the bus, since parking isn't the greatest downtown, and ride for free at 15415 Kipling to downtown. And if you get downtown on your own instead of riding the bus, wait outside until the bus arrives around 4:30 p.m. You can meet the bus riders, salute the arrival, and walk inside with the bus participants. And there we go. And I just wanted to let people know, we will definitely be there for that tomorrow. That's why you say sustained protest. Now, that is what is happening. Three spot. Number two, the biggest jump, BWE community meeting last Saturday. Band in the Street, CUMR, Outlaw Jones, Silver B, in the mix. High-ranking Democratic worker as well. They had excellent food. As a matter of fact, what they were dealing with is what is coming up. What is coming up, you dare ask? I'm going to tell you. Because the late, the music and business promotions, as Ken Ferguson, Civic Center, 4701 Lee Road, B4, Cleveland, Ohio, 44128, 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., set up is at 3 p.m., feel free to come out to that event. That event is going to be an excellent event. You can attend the late Mr. Ken Ferguson Sr. and family being given an award for community activist. Ward 1 award goes to Councilman Mr. Joe Jones, political. The late Mr. Melvin Milligram Flowers, No Static Entertainment, is being given an award. Mr. Rob Rose, entertainment and promotion. The late Aliana DeFries for the youth. The late Mr. Walter Hyde, entrepreneur. And so that is what is happening, and that is the Music and Business for the Soul Awards. You can find that one on Facebook. You can definitely make sure that you're part of that event, but that's where that big community meeting came from and what was going on. So then we have to say, well, what was number one? What could have been big? What could have been, quote-unquote, major? Well, debuting is the Women's March Postpone Announcement, which happened the past Friday at Angie's Soul Cafe on 78th in Carnegie, formerly known as, ta-da, Hot Sauce Williams. There, you remember that, as what happened was Cleveland TV channels 3, 5, and 19 and a Call and Post newspaper were there to cover the press conference. As Coleman said at the press conference of Angie Soul Food Cafe with other Women's March advocates and community women leaders, that the group, a sister march under Women's March Washington, is following the lead of the National March, the umbrella to the sister marches that has postponed its anniversary march in Washington, D.C. Hundreds of tentative sister marches have also been postponed because of the Omicron variant. As Women's March, Cleveland's annual march is merely postponed due to the Omicron variant, and when we return to protest before the midterm elections on issues of public concern for the betterment of women, we will bring thousands of women to the streets as we have done in the past. That is what head organizer Kathy Coleman said. Some of the other members of Women's March Cleveland who spoke was Elaine Goldstein, president of Black Women's PAC of Greater Cleveland, activist Cheryl Leeson of Refuse Fascism, Cuyahoga County Councilwoman Meredith Turner, activist Dolores Gray, Brickhouse Wellness Center for Women, activist Alfred Porter Jr., president of Black on Black Crime, Inc., activist Jessica Pants, domestic violence survivor, activist Laura Cowan, Laura Cowan Foundation, domestic violence survivor. There were some others there. Activist Dorothy Walwin, Fathers Lives Matter, the VP, Elaine Vance, National Council, Council of Negro Women. So Councilwoman Turner, who was recently chosen by Cuyahoga County Democratic Party leaders to replace now 11th Congressional District Congresswoman Chantel Brown, pushed for the passage of Aisha's Law, a bill pending in the Ohio State Legislature that expands domestic violence protections and follows the brutal murder by former county judge Lance Mason of his ex-wife Aisha Mason. And so it was a lot of things that happened at that particular meeting. I am going to at least go back and catch up to everybody who's on the phone line. I have a couple of people. I do want to point out that if you're wondering why tomorrow we would have a judge on the Hip Hop Workshop radio show, it's because sometimes you have to look at what people are doing in the community to help out. And there are so many crooked judges or judges who aren't doing anything. It's good to have Judge Cordelius O'Sullivan in. He called the show the past week. And the one thing that's going on is they do have the fundraiser to retain Judge Cornelius J. O'Sullivan, Court of Appeals. That will be Wednesday, January 26, 2022. It won't take up your whole time, 5 to 7 p.m., Around the Corner Saloon and Cafe at 18616 Detroit Avenue. That's Lakewood, Ohio, 44107. That's Around the Corner Saloon and Cafe, 18616 Detroit Avenue, Lakewood, Ohio, 44107. Definitely you can check out Judge Cornelius J. O'Sullivan, Court of Appeals. Definitely the committee to retain Judge O'Sullivan, Margaret R. Messernick, Treasurer, and that is 19175 South Sagamore Road, Fairview Park, Ohio, 44126. And he was not afraid to come through and speak on last week's radio broadcast. He wasn't afraid to speak. And the one thing about having a person who at least feeds the hungry, such as the book that he put out, Feed the Hungry, A Complete Guide to Organizing a Community Meal. The fact that they have done this monthly has been very, very powerful. Let me go to my first phone caller, 216-534-216-534. How are you doing out there?
How you doing, Mr. Porter?
Well, I'm doing well right now. I think I know who this might be. Tell me, who are you?
Miss McGarry on the west side, the one that did the justice for Katie when she was being bullied.
And the thing about it is, you all won that case. They even found a police officer guilty. And I remember Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Father's Lives Matter stood by you on that. What's going on?
It's a 46-year-old man. We overheard. They call him, I don't really know him that much, but they call him Bird. He been harassing my daughter Katie back in 2017-18. And we never could figure out why this man kept coming to my house, following my minor kids, calling them the B-I-T-C-H. And he kept coming to my house, threatening, talking about, told my son on camera that I turned into the prosecutor. If he got a gun, he need to go get it. And my son got to pay him to be able to walk the streets over here on the west side. I gave everything to Detective Florence. And Florence said that this man is not in no gang, and he don't find that that's harassing or threatening. And I have went to the prosecutor and filed the police report against this dude, Thomas Curl, his street name Bird over here. And when we went to juvenile court for my son, because they said, first bird said that my son shot him, and they see the video, my son didn't have a gun, my son didn't shoot him. Bird came to the laundromat on the 18th of July and took my daughter's cell phone inside the laundromat, and my son and my daughter came back to the house. Bird came to my house two times threatening. And I was gone out of town to Detroit, Michigan. I had my son-in-law and my daughter Katie boyfriend. That's Katie boyfriend and my daughter Rashae boyfriend. They was all in here when I left. I left adults in the house to babysit my kids. And when my son called me, said, "Mama, he threatened me," and called me on the phone. I told him to give the phone to Alex, and I told Alex, "Can he go to the laundromat and get the video of him taking my daughter Rashae's cell phone?" At that time, the guy Bird came back to the laundromat. He placed something down at the stop sign, screaming and yelling, telling my son to shoot him with a gun. Well, my son never had a gun, and at that time, my daughter's boyfriend Jose, he did have a weapon, and Bird Thomas Creel pushed Alex, Katie boyfriend. And when he was pushing Jose hit him backwards with the gun, and the gun went off, and it eventually exploded and shot him in the back of the arm.
Okay.
Well,
I want to ask you a question, because it looks like we'll have to get information from you so we can demand the videotape from the place of business where this happened. But I want to make something perfectly clear. In other words, a grown-ass man who's 46 years old or years young, depending on their mentality, but a grown man who, when this happened maybe in the past year to year and a half, this grown man starting around the age of 43 or 44 years old was alleged. Okay. Anyway, I won't even say that. This grown-ass man was threatening a teenager who was only 16.
Yeah.
And with that being said, please tell me that the police department dealt with this grown-ass man threatening a young person. Please tell me that the police department handled that.
No, the police, Detective Florence, got the prosecutor them to remove files again like they did in the Katie case, and they doing a conspiracy again. And I'm not just saying it because my son is brung up on charges right now. I'm saying it because I can prove it once again.
And so, this grown man who claims to be a gang leader and the police...
He called himself Madhouse.
Okay, so this man who calls himself Madhouse, terrorizing people on the west side from Detroit, Madison area. And the reason I'm bringing this up is I want people in the community to know when they say, why is there an organization of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, or why do you all do what you do? It's because what makes the most sense is we wouldn't have to do it if the police had arrested a grown-ass gang member or wannabe gang member who was menacing and harassing a young person. And again, it sounds like to me it could be a conspiracy or cover-up because of the fact that you won your case with your daughter, and here you have, what would you like to see us do? I know besides prayer from those people on the phone, before I leave off the phone line, what would you like to see the community do?
I'd like to see the community, even on the west side, a lot of people know what this man doing. My child is not the only kid that this man over here jumping on and beating up. We want the community to step up and go against these crooked police officers, know what this man doing. How many parents is moving some over here on the west side due to this man, due to this grown adult, and the police will take up, you know what they'll tell you? Oh, you just got to just keep making a police report. You got to keep making a police report. But how many police reports, Cher, can we make, you know what I'm saying, order to get anything done?
Right.
But when they accused a child of shooting somebody when the video clearly showed he didn't have a gun, but he automatically charged. And then now they can't bring him up on charges of shooting somebody. They trying to charge my son, Arturo Russell, 17, special need kid, talking about, we're going to charge him with conspiracy now.
Because they can't figure out what the charge was, and it's proof positive that the young man didn't do anything wrong. So we will do everything we can to support, ask the tough questions, reach out for the video camera. It is a troubling conspiracy. It's not just a conspiracy, but it's a conspiracy that's
Porter,
troubling.
I forgot to tell you, the man is comparing to one of the girls that was jumping Katie.
And that's why there was a justice for Katie made in the first place. And so this man has been troublesome for years. So we will do everything we can to do our follow-through in the middle of it being a busy day tomorrow and do everything from tomorrow to Wednesday.
But there was another incident. He got this guy named Michael. He on Facebook. They call him Michael. He called himself Michael Madhouse. And Michael seen my daughter yesterday at the store on 98th Street and told my daughter on camera, it's a camera now, we can't get the video because the police, detecting them don't want to investigate, and told me he was going to kill her on site inside the store. And the clerk even told the police in our presence that this man was threatening to shoot her and chase my daughter out the door. But if my daughter would have stood back and fought back, my daughter would be locked up and in jail. And the people that perpetrated and acting like they victims is not victims. I don't understand that.
Same here. So that's a problem. It's problematic.
It's an ongoing issue, and it needs to stop. They need to get the crickets detectives from over here. I understand that if the detective would have went in, because see, my other daughter, boyfriend, Katie's boyfriend, Alex Arcee, he was trying to charge him because he was there too. When he, they went to the grand jury on him, and the grand jury did not indict him because it showed that he didn't even do nothing in the video. And now they got this man Berg going to telling the prosecutor and juvenile that my son and gang. My son never ran no gang. My son was working with the school up there at Palmer Nursing Home for the summer with the elderly people. And this man talked about my son come to his house cutting his hair. This man did so much lying, and the prosecutor now running with him. Even though the prosecutor know that the man clearly said that it's over him taking my daughter's cell phone. But they want to erase Tom.
Judy Martin is going to work on that. I'm going to work on that. And I'm going to take my leave because I know I have a couple other phone callers to get to. But I am going to at least let you know that we will do our follow-through. I thank you for spotlighting this. And I look forward to talking to you in the morning.
Corruption. And then, are y'all still going to hell with my grandbaby? Because, you know, her cousin beat my grandbaby 3 months old and have fractured her skull. Joe Jones calls every day to see how her court case going. Is y'all going to still stand in on that too?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Because, you know, so much trauma that's going on over here, and I'm trying to find me a house and relocate, and it's kind of hard for me not being from Cleveland, and keeping my kids in the house is not working. They're getting picked on, and then the thing about it, when these people do something to you, they'll say, my kids had a gun, or my kids had that, or my kids doing that. They try to switch it around for them to be victims, and that's how they're getting away with it with these police.
Well, I thank you for calling to make sure that we stay up to date with what's going on, and we will be doing our follow-through, and I look forward to talking to you in the morning with some answers. Thank you.
Thank you. And I hope that y'all can come to court because he threatened the police officer in the hallway at juvenile court, screaming and yelling, intimidating my son in front of the prosecutor and him, and they didn't even do that. You know what the prosecutor said? Oh, this was our alleged victim. But they continue to let him do what he's doing, and he's 46, and my son was 17.
Yeah, it's a very unjust system, but that's why we're here to do our follow-through.
They need to remove these crooked cops. They need to remove these cops. They keep saying defund these cops. Get rid of these cops. The ones out here is fraudulent, so having prosecutors removing police reports and stuff like that. They need
you're
to
right.
get rid of them. And then even the lawyer, I'm going to let you go. Even the lawyer said this, Mr. Putty, before I let you go. He said, I don't understand why they bring a Katie name up in my son juvenile case, and they
Same
got
here.
Her name mentioned over 10 times. Explain
it. What I'm going to do is myself or Judy, one of us tomorrow morning, will reach out and talk to the cop, the county prosecutor. We'll talk
right,
to you early
you.
In the morning, and then we'll do our part. No problem. Thank you so much for staying strong. May your family stay blessed.
No, this ain't staying strong. This is stress, anxiety, depression. And you going when you go through so much, then you got to come up with money giving a lawyer for something that the police should have dealt with 3 years ago.
And but the thing about it is you didn't quit, and that's what's important. You didn't quit.
And but when you don't quit and when you attack the police officers and protests and stuff like that, they attack you harder.
Yeah. They do. Hey, have a safe evening, and you're going to stay strong.
Yes,
I know that.
Thanks, everybody,
no problem.
For listening. And I heard your mother again.
No problem. Hey, that's what we do. We listen, and then we do our best to spring into action. I'm going to go to that. Oh, it's the area code for 601-513. And whenever I see these out-of-the-city area codes, like a 601-513, they might be calling to see if I'm happy with my Medicare insurance brand. But let's see. 601 is the area code with a 513. 601, how you doing out there?
Hey, is this Al Porter?
Hey, yes, it is. Is this the 2024?
Hey, Al, this is Michael D. Landon. I'm presidential candidate for the year of 2024. And
so.
Now, you're kind of right about the Medicare thing, because
okay.
I might be your next president. Maybe we could fix that problem. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do hear that, and we would appreciate it. Man, we would appreciate it. Tell me what's
yes,
going
sir.
On. We the people, talk to us.
Yes, sir. For what's been going on, last time I was live with you about 2 weeks ago, I believe, about my federal lawsuit to the federal courts here in Cleveland. Let me just break it down for the people who don't know. I announced my run for 2020, 2 weeks after the midterm of 2018. Donald Trump shows up on Facebook pretending he's one of my white distant cousins by the name of David Van Landingham. You go to landinghamcase.com. You'll see what happened. The Cleveland police called the FBI. I've done 3 Freedom Information Acts, once under Trump, his last year, and twice under Joe Biden. What happened the first time, the FBI told Senator Brown of Ohio that we're not giving you a damn thing about Michael and hung up on him. Now under Joe Biden, they're saying that Cleveland police nor I contacted the FBI about a threat to my life. So, therefore, I've already done the Freedom Information Act. I've already done the threat assessment from the Secret Service that confirmed that the FBI has the information. So they lied. We currently right now are facing a situation without democracy where the elite is trying to keep things going like usual, but is ran aground because of the actions of Donald Trump. You got Joe Biden talking about going down to Georgia, talking about voting rights and African Americans, but he was silent for 8 months about voting rights. Didn't even make a peep. Now all of a sudden he cares about it because the midterm's coming up. The American people, African Americans, everybody are tired of being used this way. You come to us for our vote. You beg us for our vote. Talking about we're going to do this and do that. And once you get in power, you drag your feet. The American people will no longer put up with it. Landing him for president will be the instrument to make everything happen like it's supposed to. Because if you want to keep using the old to bring something new in, I'm sorry to say, you're going to keep getting the same old thing. Our democracy is a living – the democracy, our Constitution is a living document. That means it can change, it can grow, it can adapt, it can progress. But you have some people in the Republican Party, especially in some in the Democratic Party, pretending that they care about voting rights. They care about every vote count. Every vote matters, only if it fits their narrative. The one thing that the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, and some of the leaders, are afraid of is Democrat voters and Republican voters coming together to see the bull crap that they're putting on us. And let me be very frank about Joe Biden. Joe Biden disappointed African-Americans, not by him being president, but by him signing that crime bill, which pretty much did what police had been doing for us for decades. So,
three strikes you're out and other things.
Three strikes you're out. Joe Biden is blocking my story from coming out. When I take it to the federal judge soon, I can't say what day because I'm going to compromise the integrity of my lawsuit, so they won't know when to attack or whatnot. When my story comes out, this is what's going to happen, America. I need everybody to pay attention. LandonHamCase.com will show the text message between me and Donald Trump, will show that Joe Biden is blocking my attempts to share to the American people with the news, ABC News and everything like that. And Donald Trump, if they're saying Donald Trump is a threat, Joe Biden is more of a threat to our democracy now by keeping the truth from what Donald Trump has happened. Automatically, you have state of New York is the only one that's real, and the state of Georgia is looking to prosecute Donald Trump, but not our federal government. Why? We gave Biden a mandate to hold Donald Trump accountable about January 6th. His Justice Department is slow dragging their feet for a year. What the Democrats are doing is what they've been doing. When Republicans mess up, Democrats clean up their messes and then become weak to challenge the wrongs that Republicans did before. And when they don't challenge them, then it gives them the Republicans room to get back into power. Why you think Republicans say, oh, we're going to get back in there. We're going to get back in there. We definitely going to get back in there. No, we won't. That's the reason why you have 19 states trying to block voting rights for minorities so the Republicans can maintain power. The Democrats know about it. That's why they're dragging the feet. If they really care about it, then why did it take Joe Biden 8 months to finally say something? So enough of the game. Another thing, y'all probably didn't see this. You remember when Joe Biden called that news reporter, that's a dumb son of a bitch? Remember that? Today.
Yes.
Today.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, he's nervous. Oh, he's nervous. I'm not going to talk about why he's nervous. Let's just let time handle everything else. The point is, if Joe Biden is blocking the attempt for me being a presidential candidate legally right now, then he's more of a threat than Donald Trump. And so I advise all Americans to share my story, to take it to your congressman, your congresswoman, your senator, your mayor, even contact President Biden. Because black people have been praying for 400 years since we've been in this country. We've been praying. Every black person knows this prayer. We've been praying. And now the prayer is about to be answered, but Joe Biden is in my way. Do not trust him. Do not trust the Democratic leaders in the party. Not the voters, but the leaders. We, the people, have the power to overthrow and to overcome. Just like Dr. King said, we need to come together. The establishment is afraid of Republicans, blacks and whites, Democrats, I don't care, young and old, to come together. And my story can show to everybody, like, well, that's wrong, or what Donald Trump did and what Joe Biden tried to cover up. We have to wake up to save our democracy. If not, we will fall asleep and it will die. So it's up to y'all. I've done enough. I'm out here for three years trying to get my story out, which is out there. And I understand people at first, they look at it, they're like, oh, man, that's That's a hot potato. Well, this is the hot potato we need to save our democracy. And I advise everybody from Cleveland throughout this nation to raise up, to start a new American revolution, not with weapons and fighting each other, but with the truth. Because the truth is the only way that we can save our democracy. And the truth is, this two-party system knows about the threat upon my life. And not just, here's the thing, it's not about me, it's about if they're threatening me, and if I can't prove it, then anybody else who would do what I'm doing will be getting threatened the same way. Then it's okay. Just like J.M. Rubin said, if you don't apply justice to the people who had a problem with it, then it's okay to redo it again. I implore each and every one of you to take a second look at my story, share it, put it out there to the news and see how they respond. Take it to President Biden. Let them know that we see what you're doing to Michael. We're not going to tolerate it because it's really pretty much they're doing that to everybody else, every other American that wants to buck against the system. So I appreciate the time that you allow me to be here. I don't want to take too much of the time, and God bless each and every one of you. I want to pray to the children that are in the ICU right now because of COVID.
Yeah.
I have a friend of mine whose daughter is in the ICU right now. She's doing well right now, but she called it bad. 4 years old. Beautiful. Beautiful young girl. And, you know, the Biden administration needs to tell the truth that this is a biological weapon. We're being inoculated. And if we have been told the truth from the start, we wouldn't have this division about should I take a vaccine, should I take the booster. You know what I'm saying? It shouldn't be this hard.
Mm-hmm.
So we're lacking unity. And last and a half for president, 2024, we're bringing back that unity. And it will never leave. And I thank you for allowing me to speak.
No problem. We thank you very much. As a matter of fact, before I do anything else, since I see a 216-424, 216-424, it's on you. How are you doing this fine evening?
Black House Sounds. How's everybody doing this evening? Heard a few callers. And I see
you
that,
well. As a matter of fact, I'm glad you called in because tomorrow, while preparing for this bus trip that will go downtown for the black contractors and everything else, I'll be sitting up on Kipling early, around 1:45 to 3 p.m., playing some tracks from the Father's Lives Matter Commander-in-Chief album. And I'll also have these tickets on me to the Mediterranean Party Center. As a matter of fact, when I talked about it earlier, the fact that Black House Sound Dinner, Performances, Awards, All Walks of Life Concert, 8 p.m. to midnight Cleveland Standard Time at the Mediterranean Party Center, 25021 Rockside Road, Bedford Heights, Ohio, 44146. March the 11th, 2022, $20, and you mean to tell me people can eat a meal, perform, there'll be line dancing? Come on, man. You've got to be kidding me.
Well, you know, that was the whole reason of calling in. You know, a lot of folks throughout the years have saw Black House Sound perform, but we won't just be there that night. It'll be other performers there, and the best thing about it is we will give an award to Mr. Ernie Smith, the councilman in Cleveland. So I really think it's a good step. It shows that us as artists, you know, we don't give up. We don't stop. You know, we just look for another way to get our music out there. And if people ever feel like, well, you know, why do they keep doing their thing? It's because, you know, we really have a strong passion for music. I was listening to the one caller and about her son was being harassed in court from a 40-year-old. Due to the fact I had music in my life, it was situations that occurred, but majority of the time I was somewhere trying to make some music. So music in so many ways kind of like saved my life. My birthday just passed January 22nd. I just turned the big 39, you know.
Wow.
And, time went by so quick. And yes, when I was at the Brown Derby, and I'm going to make this quick, when I was at the Brown Derby and I was eating, the only thing I can think about is it's really hard for the young people out here. I was getting my hair braided the other day, and this young guy I met that was dating my niece, he got shot in the chest. And I remember asking, well, why did he get shot in the chest? And I remember them telling me it was his own brother. And so when they told me it was his own brother, I said, well, what was it about? It was about drugs and a girl. And so I say all that because the age range of 16, I don't know how old the brother was, but they fairly young. And so once some young people get mad without thinking the whole picture or the whole story through, it'd be a lot of reaction. And from a lot of reactions, what happens with that is somebody either going to get beat up, somebody going to get shot, or somebody going to get killed, or somebody going to jail. I hate to say that, but it's so real. And so the other day I was so happy that now I'm 39, and I really don't have to go through that no more. But it's a new phase of things to go through from the 40-year-olds and on and up. And as I listen to a lot of older people's stories, it don't be so much fighting your peers no more. Now you got to fight the system. You know, they're coming after you for this or charging you for that. The last thing I want to say, people, we tried to make them ticket prices fairly cheap so people can come. It's a limitation. Only 50 people can arrive to that event. And if you want to know the reasons, I don't have a problem with telling you. The reason is we're providing the dinner for 50 people. All right, and that's the whole reason. If you ever wanted to rent that spot, you look at the math, and then you will understand why it's only 50 people.
Right.
And I don't say that, you know, I don't say that to put Black House Sound down. I just say it's a pandemic going on. There was a high risk. You know, we wanted to do a show, try to get back once again to Brother Ernie Smith, also get you know, beautiful black women and handsome black males, you know, at that event to really enjoy themselves for the beginning of the year. Other than that, Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. We not going nowhere unless the Lord take me or something bad happens. But I, you know, I really don't see that. And I'm praying for that lady's son to stop being harassed, because that's not right. I'm also still praying for Major Tapp's mother. I'm also praying for the other people that was complaining, whatever they was complaining about. I'm praying for that. I'm praying for all problems. But I want to remind everybody something before I go. If it wouldn't be no problems, then why would we be praying to God? Y'all all have a great, 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 great night. Thank you for supporting Black House Sound. We make real Cleveland music. I'm out.
No problem. We appreciate that strong message. As I go to the, all right, a 615 area code with the 894, a 615 area code. Maybe they're calling because they're about to send me my stimulus money.
What's poppin'?
I know who this is, but tell me who this is.
Man, what's good, man? You know what this is, man. It's 10 New Life, man. Promotions, man. You know, I had to tap in, you feel me? Sorry I tapped in too late, you feel me? But, you know what I'm saying? Somebody had me working a little too hard, but I ain't tripping. But I ain't even really calling for me. You know, every time I call in for something epic, you know what I'm saying? But I would definitely want to shout out the label, man. Exquisite ENT. Shout out my boy Jay. Shout out Jay. Shout out my boy Chris, big CEO Chris. And I got another special guest for you, man. Shout out my girl Lisey, man. You know, she got some things popping, real big things popping, man. Drip Too Hard Promotions coming real soon, man. She on the phone, too. I'm going to just let her talk for herself. You feel me? I don't know why she ain't calling.
Yeah. How are you doing out there?
I'm doing fine. And yourself?
Oh, I'm doing phenomenally well. So tell me, what's going on? Please tell us. Tell the audience. definitely.
Well, I'm going to start this new promotion thing that's going on, getting help from New Life.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, no.
What does that consist of? Because now I am extremely interested, and having not heard this before, you all are giving us an exclusive. So to the listeners and others, what are we expecting out of this?
Man, Drip Too Hard going to be more than just the clothing line. You know, Team New Life was a branch. Team New Life was a movement, and that's exactly how we trying to have Drip Too Hard Promotions, man. Clothing line, promotion team, the whole nine, you feel me? Like, you know what I do when I put something together, man. It's wild, man, you know. But with hard work and dedication, it can be whatever you want it to be.
I hear you on that, and I do. I thank you so much for calling in. What else is going on? Because I know that's not it. I've been watching.
Man,
you got a lot of things going on.
Like I say, man, shout out to the label, man. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out Exquisite ENT, man. You know, we definitely had a big show this past weekend. You know what I'm saying? It was nice.
Right.
It was cool. Live Mercy, was in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, man. It was definitely a big situation. Definitely a big turnout, man. You know, I definitely promoted some new music. You know what I'm saying? Definitely met a lot of people. You feel me? But I mean, it's more like it's definitely a building process, man. You know, you gotta be willing to take some sacrifices. You gotta be willing to grind. You gotta be willing to do everything you have to do when it comes to these type of situations. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, like I say, man, it really ain't too much. I really ain't calling in too much for me. You feel me? I called in for Drip Too Hard Promotions, but she act like she ain't trying to promote herself on the radio. You know what I'm saying? You know, but we ain't gonna tell nobody. But yeah, man, you know, February 8th, man, we will be coming back to the city, man. We ain't gonna speak too much. You know what I'm saying? You know, but it's definitely gonna be crazy, man. You know, when I come to the city, I come hard, man. So definitely appreciate. All Porter, you know what I'm saying, the whole movement, everybody, you feel me? Shout out Black House Sound, shout out Major Taps, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody, man. All prayers to everybody. I know a lot going on, you feel me? So we're going to definitely keep it in my prayers, you feel me? You know, I love
thank
everybody,
thank you so
man.
Much. Appreciate the
yes,
phone
sir,
call.
Yes,
thank
sir,
you.
Sir.
Both.
Yes, sir.
You know something? That was a very inspirational phone call because it's good to see young people about their business, creating brands, unique names and imprints. So right now, I might as well do this one thing. Hey, I appreciate Team New Life. I do. Eastside, be right back.
Life I chose, that I breathe, the blood I bleed. Gave it all to you, I did it all for you, I do it all for you, but I don't wanna just give it up, I'm just tryna live, but I don't wanna just give it up, I'm just tryna live, but I don't wanna just give it up, I gave it all for you, I did it all for you, I do it all for you, it's like soft glass, yo. Her younger, yeah, heart, yo. High memories of my past. That fast money, yeah, I gotta have. Say I'm a hundred, but where you at, yo? Had a point like my life is over, yo. Late nights for them leftovers, yo. For every dollar, every penny. Like you my man, but you ride against me, yo. Up on my dirt, up on my lonely, cause most of you ain't real, y'all phony. Ain't real, y'all phony. I gave it all to you, yo. I did it all for you, yo. I threw it all for you. dirt, it was all me. Grinding hard till I'm 6 feet. Yo, will never see what I feel in me. Who loyal and who I see, yeah, it's all me. Yo, will never see what I feel in me. Who loyal and who I see, yeah, it's all me. Yo, 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 yo. I gave it all to you. I did it all for you. I threw it all to you. Yo, but I just don't wanna give it up. I'm just trying to live, but I just don't wanna give it up. I'm just trying to live, but I just don't wanna give it up. I gave it all to you. I did it all for you. I threw it all for you.
Longtime comedian who passed during the past week at the age of 68. Like I said, didn't even realize that. But, you know, he had won a 2016 Emmy for his Best Supporting Actor for the comedy series called Baskets, where he portrayed Christine Baskets, the mother of twin sons played by Zach Galifianakis. And the role earned him 3 consecutive nominations for that award. He, well-known stand-up comedian. Also, he was a host of the revival of the game show Family Feud from 1999 to 2002, comedy specials, and infrequent late-night talk show appearances. He also appeared on the big screen in 1988's Coming to America and in last year's sequel to the Eddie Murphy comedy. So there you go on that. Before we leave up out of here, I also want to throw out there, since the other definitely just happened, the fact that the artist who had sang the song, "I'll do anything for love, but I won't do that," none other than Meat Loaf, that artist, he passed. But a lot of people don't realize that Meat Loaf's rock career was rooted in Cleveland. A lot of people don't realize that he did pass, surrounded by his wife, Deborah, daughters, Pearl, and Amanda, and close friends. But his born name was Marvin Lee Ady, A-D-A-Y. Was filming the Rocky Horror Picture Show when he began recording his first album with Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee Todd Rundgren, who produced it. Meat Loaf's debut album, Bat Out of Hell, received countless rejections until he connected with Steve Popovich with Cleveland International Records. The album was one of the first Cleveland International Records ever released. Bat Out of Hell came out in 1977 and remains one of the top 10 selling albums of all times. There you go. You needed to know about that part of it. My thing is, I want to thank everybody who took the time to tune in. Let's keep everybody in prayer. Continue to work with each other. And, hey, I'll take it out with something from Suave Gotti. It's called the J-O, Johnny O. The J-O could be for Joe Boom as well. Hey, J-O, Cuyahoga County Judge Cornelius J.O. Sullivan. This song is called the J.O.
Kenley told me to sing it like this.
Check it. Let me welcome y'all to Cleveland. Well, we ain't got no South Central, but we do have a theater and we do have a central. Through the pandemic, I kept my essentials. Cuban cigar and a trench coat. DNA level C. From A to Z, come follow me now. Way back in the 83, 108 club style. Yo, man, don't erase that. Memorex, C-tron, hand on the tape deck. Still yelling Geronimo like I'm at a carnival. DJ Johnny O. Horton, the honorable what you done forced me to do. And if you don't know the history of the city that you grew up in, well, little nigga, I'm talking to you. I'm the boss of the crew, and I'm an arsonist too. Suave God, yeah, I'm off in the booth. And Earl Holliman, Earl Holliman was so, Earl Holliman was so out of funky beatbox, leaving no doubt, more hoes, more clout, up in the hoes house, off chagrin, was a party spot, and all night it would body rock, all around the clock, to the dollar stop, or someone living in Shaker, called the cop, Beckman Hall was a spot off St. Clair. With more hits than Hank Aaron, you cats just ain't hearing. Showing out my boy Mike McAdoo, we even got Casper C. About to act a fool up in the club with Wayne D. And DJ Shock and Mr. T. And Wild C and my man Chuck Fresh. Johnny O in 2021, Nerve DJ Success.
Who is the craziest DJs on earth?
DJ Johnny O, my man Joe.
Was the quarterback.